Hi there. I'm out here looking for a particular stick. a stick that you will see in some upcoming videos. I also have some bacon. Do you like bacon? I have some bacon in my backpack. So I'm going to make a little fire and fry up some bacon. And we'll talk a little bit about, I guess, true masculinity, you know, healthy masculinity. Because I see this disturbing new trend now with, yeah, I'll get into that. But first I have to look for that particular stick. So, and also thanks for clicking on that thumbnail and yeah, welcome to my channel. Okay, so let's get the bug net off. Let's see what we have caught today. Oh, these deer flies are really, really after me, you know, this time of the year. Ah, that's better. Nothing. That's remarkable. But anyway, if you're still here, thank you for that. We're going to have some bacon very soon, but before I start making food here, I just wanted to say that, you know, I've been talking about masculinity here on this channel, well, quite a lot. And if you've seen any of those videos, you will know that I'm trying to explain how masculinity is necessary, healthy. It's a good thing. We need it. Not only as men, but as a species in society, we need masculinity. So I'm not going to get into what masculinity is, but I need to call out these people who are now getting millions of views by promoting a very unhealthy kind of masculinity. I don't want to call it masculinity because it really isn't. There is nothing about their behavior which consists of, you know, a focus on consumerism, like fast cars, expensive clothes, and looking fashionable. It has nothing to do with being a man. If anything, it is the behavior of a boy, or a boy who never grew up, like this man. he's in agreement. it's a kind of behavior you will see among men who are not men because they never grew up. They might be 30 or even 40 years old, but they're still boys. And they think that by having this very unhealthy, and I will use that word toxic in here because it applies to those people, by having this toxic behavior, they're being men. But they're not men. There is nothing manly about that behavior. And their attitude towards women is disgusting. And if I may give a piece of advice to the young men here, I'm 50 now, so with age comes some I don't know, wisdom, hopefully. But the kind of women you will attract if you have that kind of behavior with a focus on all these superficial things, I would say it's not the right kind of women, right? It's not the kind of woman you would like to have a relationship with, okay? That's just my opinion, but I think it's not far from the truth there. But anyway, don't fall for those people who are, you know, influencers and so on, who are saying that, well, just buy these fancy clothes and subscribe to my I don't know, they usually want your money as well, you know, and I will teach you how to get rich and all that. It's all nonsense. It's and it has nothing to do with being a man, you know. It's disgusting, appalling. Their attitude towards women is appalling, and it will get them nowhere. But anyway, I'm getting into a rant. I will make some breakfast, which will be bacon, which is the best and healthiest breakfast. stay tuned, as they say. And also, there is nothing new under the sun. People seem to be attracted to easy solutions and quick answers. And when it comes to, you know, masculinity, it, you know, the problem is that we have a generation now, or, you know, I guess, two or three generations, you know, but at least, you know, this, the young men today, a lot of them grew up without a father. And I suspect that a lot of these so-called influencers in, a lot of those influencers that I'm talking about here, they themselves, they don't know what it means to be a man. They were never taught to be a man. So they get confused, you know. Or else they're just greedy and they want your money, or both. Okay. I have to warn you, I'm not the best chef in the world. It's just how it is. And just to add to that, it's not level here. Okay. We'll do our best with what we have. Point is to get the bacon fried. You know, one way or the other, we'll get the bacon fried. Oh, that's wonderful. when you're out in the woods, and when you're out there with some other people hiking, and you spend the night and you wake up to that sound, bacon in the frying pan. That's a good life. Then you know it's going to be a good day, a wonderful day. Okay, something like this. I'll just throw it in there. Okay. Wrist goes on the trousers. And this is this one here, it's the boxer is called the Firebox. I've linked to it in the video description. Great guy who makes them, and he has his own YouTube channel as well. And by the way, just wanted to say thank you if you donated to there is a donation option still, even though we did reach our target of $500, but it will be the donation option will be there for a month. A month since I started, so still quite a few days left, because we reached the target in 3 days. It's quite amazing. So that's wonderful. So now and I chose the animal charity Soy Dog, and you can read more about that under the donation option there. Okay. Yeah, that's better. I didn't find the stick that I was looking for, but I will keep looking. I won't say more in this video, but you will be. I will explain. I will explain in an upcoming video what it's about. And by the way, if you're new to this channel, please consider subscribing. I spend a lot of time out here in the woods, and I guess that's what the channel is about. Man walking in the woods and sitting down a lot. I think that when it comes to masculinity, a lot of guys, they are overcompensating or compensating for something that they don't have, and you can see it, it's obvious. If you're confident, you don't need all those things, you don't need that fancy car or that fancy, I don't know, shirt. And they try to be so tough, oh, they're so tough, and it's not real, if you ask me. This axe is a tool that should be used, it's made to be used, even for frying bacon. Anyway, I'm just going to sit there now and enjoy my breakfast, and if you're still watching, thank you, and hopefully I will see you in the next video. Okay, and as always, take care and stay strong. Okay, bye.